It's 98.3 The Snakes, Repeat It or Delete It. And on the phone with me, I have Shane Salonis from Combat Mind Virus. You're from the band Combat Mind Virus, and you guys have played all over the Magic Valley, and this is the second year you've been on Repeat It or Delete It. So I'm sure a lot of people out there are like, yeah, I know those guys. When it comes to Combat Mind Virus, can you kind of tell me who makes up the band?
Who makes up the band is myself on drums and Chad Kelly on vocals and guitar. And we have Bryce Egbert on bass and vocals.
And when it comes to Combat Mind Virus, you guys are very, I would say, pro-military. Would that be correct?
That would be correct.
Assumption? Okay.
Chad's nephew was lost. He served in Iraq for almost 4 years. And, a lot of the inspiration for some of the songs comes from that. We've been writing a lot of songs. We've probably got around 30 original songs right now. We're just trying to get recording them. We've only got, just a couple of recordings done. So we're trying to just get a compilation of songs together so we can put a full-length album out there for everybody to hear.
All right. So are you throwing it out there? You kind of need a place to record, a studio? Or are you?
No, we're recording using Pro Tools on our own, and there's a little learning curve there, but we're getting a little help from people who are familiar with it.
Where are you guys from originally?
I was born in Gooding. Chad's originally from Michigan, but he's been in Hagerman for 12-13 years. I live in Hagerman, and Bryce is from Wendell.
When it comes to the name Combat Mind Virus, who came up with it? What does it mean? Is there a cool story behind it? Or
Combat Mind Virus, it was just as far as that, where the name came from, that wasn't my doing. That actually came from someone outside the band, and it just kind of reflects, how it's kind of always on his mind. His nephew Aaron wrote some of these songs with him, and then he brought them, with him to this band, and so a few of these have the influence from his nephew Aaron.
So how long has Combat Mind Virus been playing together?
Just about 3 years now. And been going about 3 years. Chad and I started together, and then about 6 months later, we picked up Bryce. So we ended up with Bryce about 3 years back.
So is Combat Mind Virus playing anywhere in the area anytime soon? We can check you out?
Actually, we're playing tonight, Wednesday night, the same day we're airing here. So we're playing at Diamonds in Jerome, and we're playing with a band called Samus Theory. Samus Theory, I hadn't heard of before, but, I was checking them out on the internet, and they've got a, professional video, good sound and band. They're a national act, so we're looking forward to it. And the show starts at 8 o'clock, so not too far after Repeat It or Delete It. And another thing is, it's Bryce's birthday. So October 3rd is also Bryce's birthday, so we get Repeat It or Delete It. We get a show over at Diamonds with the band Samus Theory, and we're going to celebrate Bryce's birthday, so... And, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and, that's touched us, close to home in a couple instances. So, I heard you talking about, bras across the canyon?
Yeah, yeah.
All the gals just throw their bras across the canyon, or what's going on there?
We wish. we tried to get, we didn't get permission to, we wanted to string the bras across the canyon, leave them up for a month, and when everyone drives by, they would get them thinking about breast cancer and be like, wow, I should go get checked. I should go home and let my husband touch my my chest and feel around. That's really what it is. And we're not allowed to string the bras. However, we want to get as many people as we can down there and bring a buck and bring a bra. And we are going to line up across the canyon and hold the bras up high and take a picture. It's going to be a great photo op, and it's going to be literally bras across the canyon. That's on October 20th, and it's a buck and a bra, so the money's actually going to stay in the Magic Valley, which is really cool. And that's my fit. I'm like, I won't do it unless it stays here locally, and that's what we're going to do. It's going to go to the Mustard Tree Wellness Clinic, and they provide, if you can't afford to go to the hospital and you find a lump in your breast, it's cool. Just go to the Mustard Tree. They'll take care of you. So.
Or, we're all for, feeling around for any lumps or anything that might be of concern.
So you're saying at your show this Wednesday night, you guys will be providing free breast exams?
We'll let Bryce do that. It's his birthday.
Okay. We just want to say that although Bryce will be playing a doctor, he will not. He's not actually a doctor.
He's close. He's a surgical technician at St. Luke.
Oh, okay. Well, that's way better than just some creeper in the bar. So
is that close enough?
That is great.
We'll let him do the honors.
Wow. All right. Well, yeah, we'll put all that up online. 98.3thesnake.com. You can go wear a cute bra for the man. It's his birthday. Wow. Okay. So where can people find out more about the band Combat Mind Virus if they want to stalk you in a loving way?
They can go to Facebook, and we're on Facebook, so you can check us out there. Stay tuned into our Facebook page, and we can tell you when the next show coming up is, and you know what's going on as far as our recording and stuff like that. So the recording's going to take a while. So you know, any upcoming events we'll have on our site, we'll be putting up something for Halloween.
Nice.
Down at the River House at Thousand Springs on October 27th, we're going to have a big Halloween bash. So that'll probably be the next thing after Diamonds here.
Okay, are you ready for the lightning round?
The lightning round.
Okay, well, maybe you haven't heard. It's now time for the lightning round. It's very difficult questions. First one, Shane, what is your favorite color?
Black.
Are you a cat, a dog, or a fish man?
None of the above. Is that an answer?
Ooh, okay, that's my first. Is there something I'm missing? Do you just not like pets?
I just don't like pets.
No pets, okay, none. What about kids? Are kids cool?
Well, you know, kids are all right.
Okay, well, something.
I can work with kids.
Okay, what about blonde, brunette, ginger, or gray hair?
Brunette.
We just started adding the gray. I don't remember who wanted us to add it, but we started.
Oh, did you?
It's not a lot of people going for it.
Maybe a little while later. You talk to me about, 30 years.
Oh, 30? Okay. I'll put it on my calendar. Okay, so here's a musically related question. If you were to headline a show, where would you play? Who would you open up for?
Where would I play and who would I open up for? You know, if I was going to be opening, I wouldn't be headlining. But, you know.
Or, sorry. Who would open up for you? Okay, you caught me. I said it wrong.
All right. Well, if I could play, I don't know where, it really doesn't matter. But, you know, of a band currently, boy. I would say, you know, back in the day, it would have been Pantera. I would have loved to, you know, my band Doomsday out of New York, we opened up for Pantera once, and it was awesome. And,
wow.
You know, I would have liked to do that, you know, with this band. That would have been a great thing to do. But obviously, without Dimebag around, you know, with today's mix,
mm-hmm.
you know, Mastodon would be a great band to play with.
Nice.
Bryce kind of introduced me to Mastodon. I hadn't really heard of them before Bryce brought them to my attention.
I like Mastodon. They're weird, and I like that.
Yeah.
That makes any sense. Wow, sure. So you opened up for Pantera at one point in your life, in your career?
Yeah, back in 93.
Wow.
My band was called Doomsday, and I was in New York, and we opened up for Pantera. We were doing the after show party at a local club where we were headlining the after show party, where they'd come in and do a kind of a meet and greet and sign some stuff and hang out. Well, Sacred Reich was supposed to open up for him at Palace Theater in Albany, New York. And the singer got strep throat, and since we were headlining the after show, they asked if we wanted to go ahead and open it up over at the Palace Theater, and so we did, and it was an awesome show. I think it was 2,600 people, sold out show.
Wow.
And then we, as soon as we got done playing, we got to watch a couple of songs of Pantera, and then we had to go over to the club, set up our stuff, and then, you know, about halfway through our set, Pantera came in. They got three out of four of them, you know, all but Phil got up with, we were a five-piece band, so, you know, Rex, Vinny, and Dimebag got up with our guys and played Seek and Destroy together, and it was a really once-in-a-lifetime experience. It was awesome.
So the song we're about to hear tonight is called Searching Through the Dead. What is it about?
Searching Through the Dead is a song that's about basically when there's a lot of injured that come in all at once, and the medics just kind of have to go searching through for the ones that they can save. You know, they go through, and they've got to make quick decisions on, you know, who can I actually save out of this group of injured? And, you know, there's just when they're just inundated with injured coming in, wounded warriors coming in. And then they just have to just go searching through to find, you know, the people that they can really do something for. And so that's what this song's about is, you know, just searching through the guys that come in wounded and just seeing who you can save. And that's what, the, you know,
yeah, makes sense.
Basically about. This is Shane with Combat Mind Virus, and you're listening to 98.3 The Snake. This is our song, Searching Through the Dead, on Repeat It or Delete It. This is Shane with Combat Mind Virus. That was our song, Searching Through the Dead. Give us a vote. Hey, this is Shane with Combat Mind Virus. It's breast cancer awareness, so let's get out there and support this Bras Across the Canyon. Save the boobies. We love them.